Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I just know that if you're trending in the right direction, if you got a desire to be in this thing as the road gets narrow, usually you're open to adding talent that can assist you, whether it's attrition-based or whether it's just areas where you fall short. And that's something that I think some of the competitive teams are interested in year out. It's just a natural component of this thing.
Mike Tomlin, at his press conference yesterday, says good teams try to get better at the NFL trade deadline. Well, the Steelers must not be a good team because they didn't get any better. The Steelers did diddly squat. They did nothing. Bupkis. Omar Khan, Mike Tomlin, probably sipping on espresso at South Water Street with their feet up. Didn't do a damn thing. And that is a crying shame. The AFC is wide open. I wouldn't say the Steelers are the best team in the AFC. I'm not sure bringing in a number two wide receiver would have made them the best team in the AFC. But I think this year, more than any in recent memory, represents an opportunity for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because on any given Sunday, I think the Steelers could beat any team in the AFC. I think they could lose to any team in the AFC, but I think anybody could beat any team in the AFC this year. And the Steelers, with their inactivity yesterday, are looking a gift horse in the mouth. This is an opportunity they didn't expect to be here this offseason. The Ravens are two games behind you in the division. Nobody would have predicted that. Nobody would have predicted the Ravens in November to have a losing record. And you have an opportunity to put them out of their misery, to step on the head of the snake, and you didn't do it. The Chiefs, they're probably going to make the playoffs, but it's November 5th, and they're on the outside looking in. There are 3 7-win teams in the AFC, and you've beat two of them. The Colts walked up in here on Sunday, a 3.5-point favorite, with the best record in all of football, and you put boots to their ass. You played the New England Patriots earlier, and yeah, there were some fluky elements in that game, but you beat them. On the road in Foxborough, where you never win. The Bills aren't unbeatable. Yeah, they just beat the Chiefs, but they lost to Atlanta and gave up 350 yards in the first half of football. They're flawed. The Chargers, people think they're pretty damn good. I think Justin Herbert's really good. I think their head coach, Jim Harbaugh's really good. They added Trevor Penning yesterday, a first-round offensive lineman, but their two tackles are out for the season. Point being, every team in the AFC has warts. Every team in the AFC is flawed. And so the Steelers should have improved their lot in this flawed AFC to give themselves the best chance to win a playoff game and perhaps more this year. The Jags gave up a 4th and a 6th for Jacoby Myers. When we were doing our show yesterday, We were throwing around a potential third-round pick for Jacoby Myers. The asking price for Rashid Shaheed, according to Adam Schefter yesterday, was a third-round pick as well. Ultimately, that's not what it cost. The Seahawks gave up a fourth and a fifth for Rashid Shaheed. The Jags gave up a fourth and a sixth for Jacoby Myers. The Steelers have 12 damn picks in the 2026 draft. They'll have 2/3, 2/4, 2/5, 2/6. Why did the Steelers do nothing yesterday? DK Metcalf had 6 receiving yards against Indianapolis. DK Metcalf has 110 receiving yards combined in his last 3 games. The opposition's getting wise to DK Metcalf. They're not going to let DK Metcalf be the only Steelers wide receiver that beats you. Roman Wilson got called a bonehead by his head coach yesterday. Is he your wide receiver too? Do you really want a bonehead as your wide receiver too? Is it Calvin Austin? He doesn't strike the fear of God into anybody. Is it Marquez Valdez-Scantling? He who Mike Tomlin called just a practice squad guy yesterday? People have been fighting with me on Twitter for a couple of days now since I've been saying go out and get a wide receiver too, saying that Arthur Smith doesn't use multiple wide receivers frequently. And it depends on what you got. Mike Tomlin says if you got red paint, you paint the barn red. If you got a good wide receiver too, I bet you Aaron Rodgers is going to throw him the football. Not to mention, when Arthur Smith had 2 good wide receivers in Tennessee, Corey Davis and A.J. Brown, you know what Ryan Tannehill did? This is going to be shocking to everybody. He threw it to the wide receivers. You can't have too many good players, and when the cost ain't all that much, go out and get good players. And if you think a 4th and a 6th for Jacoby Myers is too much, I think you're smoking crack. If you think a 4th and a 5th for Rashid Shaheed is too much, I might be inclined to agree with you, but not when you got multiple 4th and 5th round picks. Go out and make the team better. And there's no rule against signing Rashid Shaheed to a long-term deal. There's no rule against signing Jacoby Myers to a long-term deal so that guy can help this year and into the future. I think the Steelers whiffed on a massive opportunity yesterday. What do you think? 412-928-9370. The Steelers have 12 picks in the 2026 draft. They're likely to finish around 10-7 and make the playoffs. That's what they always seemingly do. Do you really think they're going to make 12 draft picks? Do you really think 12 rookies are going to make the team? Of course not. When you have that many draft picks, they only make the team if you're bad like the Browns or the Jets. The Eagles, they've got a bunch of picks in the upcoming draft, and you know what they did? They flipped a 3rd to the Dolphins for a linebacker. One of the reasons why you stack draft picks is to move the assets. There's a lot of fighting going on social media over semantics. Are the Steelers all in? Are they not all in? The Steelers were never all in. Blah, blah, blah. Boring. I'm not interested in that. If you're one of these people who thinks the Steelers have been all in, I think that's fine. Depends on your definition of all in. If you're one of these people who thinks that this offseason the Steelers weren't all in because they didn't give up any draft capital for the 2026 draft, that's fine. It depends on your definition of all in. But here's a fact. The Steelers broke their credo yesterday. The Steelers may never have been all in, but they broke their credo. The credo that every year they want to win. Every year their goal, they tell us this, is to win the Super Bowl. Whether they believe it or not, who gives a rat's ass? They say every year at the end of the season press conference, when Mike Tomlin gets up there with the general manager, when Art Rooney II talks to the assembled media and puts up the bat signal, they say every year they're trying to win a championship. Which means you need to put yourself in the best position to win a championship. This offseason, you added Aaron Rodgers and Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith and more. Good first step towards contention. Think this year's roster is better than last year's roster. But a deadline represents an opportunity, and they whiffed on that opportunity yesterday. They broke their credo. They are not doing everything they can to position themselves to win playoff games and then ultimately a championship. When they added Aaron Rodgers, when they added Jalen Ramsey, when they added Jonnu Smith, if you gave them truth serum, they probably thought, we're putting ourselves in a really good position to make the playoffs, but are we as good as the Ravens? Probably not. The Ravens have been a disaster. You've got a 2-game lead. You're in a better position than you thought you'd be in. You gave them truth serum. They probably would have told you at South Water Street that on November 5th, the Bills and the Chiefs would be atop the AFC and the Ravens would be in that mix. None of those teams have been as good as we thought they'd be. None of them. And as circumstances change, so too should opinion, and you need to be light on your feet. You need to be willing to pivot. If the Steelers were never planning on doing anything significant at the NFL trade deadline, if you go back to the offseason, they think, okay, our roster's pretty damn good. We'll add some pieces if guys get hurt, but that's about it. You need to change your plan when you look around and you're in a relatively better position than you thought you'd be. They're licking a gift horse in the mouth. They're not following their own credo. They say they want to win every year. They acted like it this offseason. They didn't act like it yesterday. That's got me hot and bothered. How's it make you feel? 412-928-9370. I think they're hypocrites. I think they're a walking contradiction personified as a football front office. What do you think? 412-928-9370. If you want to tell me that Jalen Waddle is worth a first-round draft pick or a second-round draft pick, we can quibble with stuff like that. If you want to tell me they should have done everything they could to pry Marvin Harrison Jr. away from the Arizona Cardinals, we can quibble about that. What you will not convince me is that a fourth and a sixth was too much for Jacoby Myers, or that they shouldn't have been involved for a fourth and a fifth for Rashid Shaheed. 412-928-9370. The Steelers beat the best team in football on Sunday, announcing to the world that they're in this thing. And then yesterday said, we're good enough as is. Are they good enough as is? Are they hypocrites? 412-928-9370. I want to hear from you. What are the Steelers missing out on by not acquiring Rashid Shaheed? One of the great offensive minds of the 21st century weighs in when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This guy is a game wrecker, boy. He's a touchdown waiting to happen. Maybe the fastest guy in the league.
Big
play speed right now.
Oh, yeah.
And more than just a receiver, he's on reverses. And just get the ball in this kid's hand. He's electric.
That is Bruce Arians, Super Bowl champion winning coordinator here with the Pittsburgh Steelers and Super Bowl winning head coach with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, one of the best offensive minds of the last quarter century in the NFL, saying that Rashid Shaheed is a guy who scores touchdowns and maybe the fastest player in the league. The Steelers could have had him for a fourth and a fifth round pick. I know that because the Seattle Seahawks got him for a fourth and fifth round pick. You don't think he helps transform this offense from an almost top 10 scoring unit in the NFL into a top 10 scoring unit in the NFL? I do. I think the Steelers should have been in on him. I think the Steelers should have made it happen. And I'm pissed off that they didn't, because I think the AFC is wide open and the Steelers had an opportunity yesterday to get better and just said, nah, no thanks, we're good. Asking prices too high. I think the front office is hypocritical. Every year they tell us they want to win. Well, their actions yesterday didn't prove it. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in and says that Doran would have slapped me upside my head for my opinions this morning. Well, Doran's actually been saying for 2 weeks, longer than that, that the Steelers should get a wide receiver too. So I'm not sure about that. The texter then responded and said, yeah, but he wouldn't be calling the Steelers a hypocrite because he knows that their plan all along has been to save draft capital and draft a quarterback in next year's draft. I'm happy you bring that up, because I do think that has been their plan, but a lot of stuff has changed, no? I think there are seven teams, not including the Steelers, that could realistically draft a quarterback next year. There are four teams that have two first-round picks in next year's draft. Three of those teams could draft a quarterback, including the Los Angeles Rams, who could do the Green Bay Packers thing, and even though they've got a great quarterback, draft somebody behind him. I don't think there's even three quarterbacks that are worthy of being drafted in the first round. There are seven teams that need them, and a fourth and a sixth round pick doesn't help you move up and get a quarterback earlier in round one, folks. Like, that's the biggest misnomer going around. Oh, the Steelers got a fourth and a sixth round pick. They could have used it on Jacoby Myers. I don't know why I'm doing this voice. The Steelers, if they use these fourth and sixth round picks on Jacoby Myers, that hurts their opportunity to move up in the draft. No, it doesn't. You think you're leapfrogging Cleveland or the Jets or the Saints or the Rams with two first round draft picks or the Jets with two first round draft picks? What, with a fourth and a sixth? What are you doing? You smoking drugs? Doesn't help. Do you guys know what it took to move up and get Patrick Mahomes? Two firsts and a second. Do you know what it took for the San Francisco 49ers? They made a mistake to go up and get Trey Lance. Three first round picks. Do you know what it took for the Jacksonville Jags to move up with the Cleveland Browns last year in the draft? Multiple first round picks and a second round pick. A fourth and a sixth has nothing to do with this. A fourth and a fifth has nothing to do with this. And even if it did, I'm not sure you'd be able to jockey yourself in a position anyhow, because there's more quarterback needy teams than there are first round talents in next year's draft. So miss me with that. That might have been their plan. You got to be light on your feet. We thought this would be a great quarterback draft. It looks like poop now. 412-928-9370. Let's start things off today with Mike in Cranberry. Good morning to you, Mike. How you doing, buddy?
All right, Crowley. I think you're way off base, man.
That's okay. Why?
We got such a unique thing going with these tight ends. Remember when New England had two really good tight ends?
Yeah.
Remember Randy Moss? Who was his second guy?
Okay, no, but are any of the
Who
Steelers
was his second guy?
Are any of the Steelers tight ends as good as either of the Patriots tight ends, and are any of their wide receivers as good as Randy Moss?
I'm not saying that. We have a unique thing that no one's doing.
I agree with that, Mike.
Mount Washington.
I agree with that, Mike. But
all right, but adding a second guy this middle of the season, You don't want to ruin the chemistry, man. I disagree. I like the
Did
guy.
Did Kyle Duggar ruin the chemistry on Sunday when he played 77 of the 78 snaps on defense?
A dire need is one thing. We're not in dire need. We're not.
Okay, but
we
he
have
proved.
A great thing going, dude. We're scoring points.
They didn't score enough defense. Points on Sunday, according to Aaron Rodgers or Mike Tomlin. And you know why? Because DK Metcalf, got completely taken out of the game. And teams are now wise to it. They're doubling DK Metcalf. They're making other wide receivers beat him. If the Steelers don't get six turnovers, they don't scratch 20 points on Sunday. They needed another playmaker, and they didn't get one.
Wait, when we win it, that's what I thought.
What do you mean?
Well, if you look how good they played. We're supposed to play the number one team. We whooped them.
And this is the beauty of Sports Talk Radio, Mike, and I thank you very much for your call and the spirited debate. And call back anytime, and you can call us at 412-928-9370. Mike looks at the victory over the Colts and says, hey, the Steelers are pretty damn good as is. I look at the Steelers' victory over the Colts, and that makes me want to add to this team. Do you agree with Mike, or do you agree with me? We're not going to get personal. There might be some voices raised back and forth at Sports Talk Radio. 412-928-9370. Are you on Mike's side or are you on Crowley's side? Do you think the Steelers were right to stand pat yesterday, or do you think the Steelers should have added? I like what Bruce Arians said about Rashid Shaheed, fastest player in the league, a walking touchdown, and you only had to give up a fourth and a fifth to get him? Why would the Steelers not do that? 412-928-9370. Yes, Harry.
Can I get in on this?
Of course you can.
I agree with Mike.
What? You disagree with me? Shocking.
Isn't that shocking?
Mm-hmm.
I think that we should expect more from the Steelers' defense, I think, than they've performed this season. And so my perspective on it is, why adjust the offense when they're consistently scoring in the 20s, when before they would score like 10 to 14 a game? When your defense, should be expected to do more because they're being paid so much.
Just because the defense should be expected to do more doesn't mean the defense is going to do more. And because the offense has been the better unit doesn't mean it can't get better. You're going to need to win some shootouts. The Steelers were great against the Colts. They need to do it again against the Chargers and against the Bengals before I believe the defense is back.
I don't expect
But rest assured, when they play the Bills, if you ain't scoring in the mid to upper 20s, you're not winning that game. If you play the Chiefs in the playoffs, you're probably going to have to score into the 30s or you're not going to win that game. And DK Metcalf can be schemed out of this thing. 412-928-9370. Let's go to JTB in Pittsburgh. Hi, JTB.
Crowley, how are you doing, brother? It's always good to see you and hear you.
Thanks, man. What's up?
Hey, I have to agree with you on this. It pains me. I definitely think the Steelers left a lot of stuff on the table, and their win to me with Indianapolis wasn't that impressive. They win the games they're not supposed to, and they lose the easy ones. It'll even out where, if they're lucky, they'll make the playoffs.
So
that's Barber football focus right there, brother.
I didn't realize who JTB Buzz was before I punched him through. 412-928-9370.
You're having a week.
Here's the thing. If you look at it that way, I can see that. Hey, they beat the Colts. If they play them 10 times, are they going to beat the Colts more often than not? Probably not. And so that bolsters my opinion. You're 5-3. You're in first place in the North. In the offseason, if you thought you were going to be 5-3 on November 5th, you probably didn't think you'd be in first place. You are. Augment the roster. Upgrade the roster.
Would you say you're mad that they didn't make a move?
Yes. Of course I am. Because they tell you every year they want to win. And they have an opportunity here in a weak AFC, a wide-open AFC, to improve their lot in life. And they said, no, a fourth and a sixth is too much to pay. Oh, a fourth and a fifth is too much to pay. It's ridiculous. 412-928-9370. You can chime in on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. What did Mike Tomlin have to say about the wide receiver the Steelers did add?
He's just a practice squatter right now, and so we'll get him in the fold and get him working and check his overall level of conditioning, how he learns, and some of those things. It is not the Duggar discussion. He's just a practice squad guy.
How much did Aaron kind of advocate for bringing him in?
He did not.
All right, that's Mike Tomlin talking about Marquez Valdes-Scantling, a guy that Aaron Rodgers praised wildly the other day. Mike Tomlin says, oh, he's just a practice squad guy. We'll see if he was full of it or not in the coming weeks. Jacoby Myers is a better player. Rashid Shaheed's a better player at this point in his career. So the Steelers have a practice squad wide receiver. That's their big-time offensive addition. That doesn't sit well with me. How's it sit with you? 412-928-9370. Chris Halicki of DKPittsburghSports.com is a very nice guy. I like him. I met him in Ireland. I think he does a good job. I'll disagree with what he wrote on DKPittsburghSports.com yesterday. He wrote this. Once again, Omar Khan did not acquire a wide receiver at the trade deadline. Why? Simply put, the Steelers' future is more important than stealing headlines. To me, it's not about stealing headlines. It's about making your team better now. And you could potentially make your team better in the future. Does anybody think the Steelers aren't going to take a wide receiver in the second or third round next year? Raise your hand. Keep one hand on the wheel if you're driving. Raise your hand if you think the Steelers are going to draft a wide receiver next year. Everyone's raising their hands? Okay, good. So you could either take one in the third round with one of your multiple third round picks, or you can trade a fourth and a sixth for one and sign him to a deal. That helps the present, and it helps the future. Doesn't seem all that hard to figure out for me. I'd be the Steelers GM for ADK, 412-928-9370. Would I rather use a third-round pick on an unproven guy or a fourth and a sixth or a fourth and a fifth on a guy that I know can help? I think that's obvious. And the Steelers haven't been bathing themselves in glory with how they've drafted wide receivers lately. Now, George Pickens was a malcontent. He's playing well in Dallas. I am not here for revisionist history. He would not be doing that here in Pittsburgh, even with Aaron Rodgers. He was a ticking time bomb here. I think he's okay with the Cowboys having a losing record because he's eating. He's getting his. So I don't think that would have worked out here. And from a mindset standpoint, he ain't a winner. They drafted Roman Wilson, who Mike Tomlin called a bonehead yesterday in the third round. And they drafted Calvin Austin III, who's a nice piece, but probably profiles as more of a three or a four than a number one or number two in the league. The Steelers had a great track record for years of taking flyers on wide receivers and those guys being outstanding. That has not been the case this last handful of years. So would I rather draft one in the third round next year or trade for one with a fourth and a fifth round pick this year? The answer is easy for me. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Rob in West Mifflin who wants to chime in. Good morning to you, Rob. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Adam. How you doing, man? I don't know what they're doing down there, but they act like they was all in by going to get all these guys and making these trades and everything. Then you just hit a pause button. Like, we didn't get better yesterday. All these other teams around us did, and if they think that scoring 24, 23 points in the playoffs is going to get them a victory, they got another thing coming, man, because I don't know if it's this Artie Smith one wide receiver system or whatever, but anytime you have a chance to make your team better, you make your team better. Philadelphia, they made their team better.
Even yes, they did.
Won a Super Bowl last year. They won a Super Bowl, but they made their team better. Everybody makes their team better if you think you have a chance to win it all. Like, go all in.
And in a fourth and a sixth round pick or a fourth and a fifth round pick, if that's what the cost would be to have pried Jacoby Myers away or Rashid Shaheed away, that's not too high of a price for me to pay. I appreciate Adam, the call.
Adam, hear me out real quick. Those picks are like prospects in baseball. They mean nothing because they're not proven. You give them away, man, for proven players in NFL.
And guess
what, Rob?
If you'd have given up two picks, you'd still have 10 in next year's draft, including multiple thirds. Come on now. Mark Caboli thinks giving up a fourth and a sixth is too much for a rental, or a fourth and a fifth is too much for a rental. Okay. You're allowed to sign those guys to a deal. Like, Jacoby Myers could have been here beyond just this season. Rashid Shaheed could have been here beyond this season. And I have no reason to believe that if they came in and were productive, that the Steelers wouldn't give them money. Calvin Austin III, He's probably not going to be around beyond this season. If he is, he's not going to be expensive. Aaron Rodgers, if he comes back, is going to cost $13 million. If they wind up getting a rookie quarterback instead of Aaron Rodgers, he's going to cost next to nothing. They're going to have a ton of cap space next year. You can't throw 18 to a wide receiver, 20 to a wide receiver. Well, what if Jakobi Meyers doesn't want to be a number two guy? Money talks. 412-928-9370. Jim in Monroeville, hello.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Jim. Thanks for calling.
I normally agree with most of what you say, Crowley. You're usually spot on, but I disagree here. I don't think Jakobi or Rashid Shaheed are worth it. I think that's what Omar thought. What they wanted, I think, was more along the lines of a Waddle, maybe even a DJ Moore. I even heard Calvin Ridley, who I honestly think is better than Shaheed or the other guy, Myers. So I think what they wanted just wasn't there, and they weren't willing to give up two picks for a rental. So I'm okay with what they did. We're in the first place, and I'll hang up and get your thoughts.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the call. It's tough to comment on guys who didn't move, right? You know, I went back and forth with a guy on Twitter last night. You don't know what some of these guys would have cost. You're right. I don't know what it would have cost to get Calvin Ridley away from the Tennessee Titans, or ultimately what it would have cost to get Jaylen Waddle away from the Miami Dolphins. What we do know is what it cost for Jakobi Meyers and what it cost for Rashid Shaheed. And the price for each of those guys isn't too much for me. Bruce Arians, one of the great offensive minds of the last quarter century, was on Pat McAfee and said Rashid Shaheed's a touchdown maker and the fastest player in the NFL. You wouldn't have wanted that on this offense? You don't think everything becomes easier if you got a guy with that kind of game-changing speed? Even if he can't quote-unquote get on a moving train, you line him up outside, guess what they got to do? They got a line of safety up over the top. Makes it easier to run. Gets the play-action pass involved. Opens up the middle of the field. Takes some of the pressure off of DK Metcalf. Need I go on? Vic, one of our all-time favorites, is chiming in. Hi, Vic.
Hey, I can't believe they didn't do nothing yesterday. I would have given a third and a fifth for Rashid.
That's a little pricey for me, but it's a little pricey for me, but they got it done with a fourth and a fifth. How about two fourths? You got two fourths. I mean, just
improve
your team
next year.
And you owe it to Aaron Rodgers too, Vic, because as we saw on Sunday, that's not a great Indianapolis Colts defense. The reason their numbers are so good is because they play from ahead as much as they have this season. But that's a defense that can be had, and that's a defensive coordinator that's never really impressed me. And they had to get blood from a stone. They scored 24 points because they got six turnovers. If they didn't, they would have had their worst offensive output of the season. And why is that? It's because they took DK Metcalf away, which is becoming easier and easier to do the more tape that's out there, Vic.
And six turnovers is not going to happen every Sunday.
Correct. They can count on three or four every now and again. They got five against the Patriots, but turnovers are a fickle mistress. I know the Steelers have led the league in turnovers going for like 5 years, but they come in bunches. If they play the Bills and get three turnovers, they could beat them. If they don't, they won't. Why? Because they're not going to be able to fight fire with fire when DK Metcalf gets taken out of the game and you go death by a thousand cuts with the tight ends. It's worked to this point this season, but you're starting to see some signs that it ain't going to work. 412-928-9370. The phone lines are popping. We love talking to you on big sports reaction days. The Steelers did nothing yesterday. I think they broke their career.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or dsw.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
They say they want to win every year. Their actions yesterday didn't back that up. 412-928-9370. More of your thoughts on this when we come back. Also, Tom Brady cloned his dog. It's the Fan Morning Show. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. What did Mike Tomlin have to say about one of the wide receivers in his wide receiver room? We'll tell you coming up in 10 minutes. How do you feel about this Steelers wide receiver room now that we know what it looks like? That it's the guys they've had and potentially Marquez Valdez-Scantling. 412-928-9370. A texter writes in, maybe, just maybe, this says more about their wide receiver room and how confident they are with what they have. I'm okay with it. If they're confident in what they have, they shouldn't be. They got a bunch of guys who look the same. Roman Wilson, not very big. Calvin Austin, not very big. Ben Skoranek is what he is. Scotty Miller is what he is. It's just a bunch of guys. If DK Metcalf were to go down with an injury tomorrow, and knock on wood, lucky rabbit's foot, rosaries, they have the worst wide receiver core in the league at that point. What happened last year when George Pickens went down due to injury? I'll tell you, I'm glad you asked. Steelers went 1-2 and averaged 19 points per game. Now, I do think this collection of skill position talent is better than last year's. I don't want to be intellectually dishonest, but it's still not great. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Josh in Irwin, who's been waiting patiently. Hi, Josh.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Peachy.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, you just took the words out of my mouth. As I say, my biggest takeaway yesterday was they learned nothing from Pickens missing time last year. But the other point about the Myers thing, I saw Caboli say it was, you know, a rental, but why does it have to be a rental? Why are we so archaic in signing people midseason? I mean, you can't make an exception. And
they could have traded for him and signed him all within 47 minutes.
Exactly. And the other thing is, if they are going to, you know, spend a first on a QB this year, when Ben came in, he had Burris and Ward.
Yep.
Would you not want two experienced guys, you know, for your QB to learn with instead of like another rookie, like a second rounder?
Exactly right. And that's the thing people are missing when they talk about how the Steelers don't want to sacrifice their future. If you sign a guy to a long-term deal, he's part of the future. That's why the DK Metcalf move was worth giving up a second-round pick for, because he helps this year. You've got him for the next 5 years. He'll help Aaron Rodgers, and he'll help, hopefully, the next great Steelers quarterback. 412-928-9370. If you want to chime in on the Steelers' inactivity at yesterday's trade deadline.
Can I make a point about George Pickens real quick?
Sure.
So how are we saying that, you know, when he wasn't playing for them, that they did worse, but then we talk about, oh, well, then he went to the Cowboys and he wouldn't help the Steelers anyway. Why didn't they just keep him then if he was so valuable?
Because he's an ass.
I get that. So why are we even saying, okay, he was injured last season and they didn't do as well?
Because it's an analogy, Harry. He was your number one wide receiver. He went down, and you didn't have depth behind him. DK Metcalf is this year's number one wide receiver.
But you're calling their depth a bunch of guys, and I get that, but they're guys that are working together and making this offense score.
They're not. The tight ends are. Aaron Rodgers is. They had 66 receiving yards from wide receivers on Sunday.
It's a way more versatile offense now.
And it would be without DK Metcalf? You're changing the conversation. If DK Metcalf goes down, you have faith that they're going to keep putting up 25 points a game?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you're wrong. 412-928-9370. Give us a ring. Give us a word on how you feel after the Steelers' inactivity at yesterday's trade deadline. And how do you feel about what is now their final product in their wide receiver room? 412-928-9370. Dwayne and others waiting patiently on hold. We'll get to you coming up next. What did Mike Tomlin have to say about one of his young wide receivers? First, we tell you about Fan Weather. It's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.